Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Indola, who is the producer and the presenter of this program. The readings are interesting in the sense that we have the low of Job, the high of the belief in the Lord, and the wonders that Jesus is working, and his power and power over evil spirits as well is very clearly put. Now, I find it interesting what Paul said, that his reward was the opportunity to preach the gospel. Why would he say that? Well, if you look at what the gospel really means, it means love of God for each and everyone. And everyone deserves to hear it, no matter what race, religion, color, or what part of the world they come from. They need to hear the gospel, because the gospel is one that builds us up and shows us the certainty of God's love for us, even with all our faults and failings. So Paul says he has to preach the gospel. He is compelled to preach the gospel. And if he doesn't, woe to him. Because love is love when it's given away. When you have real love, you work and you do things in love, with unconditionally, and you're not expecting and even wanting anything in return. This is what Paul is saying, actually, and it's a mighty phrase and a mighty idea. He is glad to do it, and what he suffered, and my God, did he suffer, but he was glad to do it, because the love and the fire that was in his heart was there, urging him on, egging him on to do and preach the gospel to all, because everyone, as I said, deserves to hear it. So pure love is there, even though we will get a reward in heaven. Yes, if we do good, if we do the corporal works of mercy, visit the sick, help the poor, and so forth. So this wonderful sphere of living in giving to others and loving others, we are evangelists. We evangelize. Now, Pope Francis wrote a beautiful encyclical called Evangelii Gaudium. And in that, he describes what it is to give and spread what we have. And he says, and I just quote a bit from it, goodness always tends to spread. It doesn't stay in its own place. Every authentic experience of truth and goodness seeks by its very nature to grow within us. And it's a fantastic, I'm quoting myself now here, it's a fantastic phenomenon in life, that the more good you do, the better you become. It's not that you find that you are better, you just leave bad things behind. It isn't worth hating anybody. It isn't worth committing any kind of a sin when you do good and you find the great joy that is in it. So that's the magnitude of doing good. Goodness creates more goodness, and it grows and it grows and it grows. As it expands, I'll continue with Pope Francis, goodness takes root and develops. If we wish to lead a dignified and fulfilling life, we have to reach out to others and seek their good. In this regard, several sayings of St. Paul will not surprise us. And I quoted already 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, the love of Christ urges me on. And then, woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. So what the Pope is really saying is that it's the very nature of the good news to be spread, to be shared, to be broadcasted. And that is that God loves everyone, and everyone is entitled to hear it. This is what the good news is that we are partaking in. it is that it should be given away and told in so many ways. The following suggestions may help us to be evangelizers. All of us are called to, by right of our baptism, and it's time to get down to that and be conscious of our role play. Our play in all of this is so important. And I'll just give you a few simple ideas in which we can be evangelizers, even without ever leaving home or leaving our town or city. Keep a Bible on your desk at work. We are a bit shy about Bibles, I know, in Ireland. Some tradition has gone on in the past which has discouraged it. But now the church is saying, you know, have your Bible and don't be ashamed of having it there on your desk. This is one way to be an evangelizer. And you can explain to people why. They might laugh so hard and they might call you a holy Joe. So what? They could call you worse. Someone says to you, I'm having surgery soon. And you should respond, I'll keep you and the surgical team in my prayers. Don't be afraid to say that. And do it, of course. There's no point in saying it without doing it. Pray and remember them. Teach your children the prayers of our faith tradition. I'm afraid maybe many young people grew up without knowing traditional prayers, and not that that's the worst thing in the world, but still, there is that ethos that we can create within our home where we pray Hail Mary, Our Father, Glory be to the Father, the morning offering, the evening prayer, all those things that we have been, maybe have come up with, and maybe have forgotten too. Volunteer at the soup kitchen and prayerfully reflect on the people you meet. Those people carry such magnitude and beauty in them. The poorest of the poor, you'll find the simplicity of them. Share with a friend how God is at work in your life. You know God, we know God. Yeah, we do. Because, you know, those of us who've lived a good bit, even young people, you know, we've been challenged in certain ways. It's amazing what is there in the secrecy of every soul that you meet, the story they have to tell. And you yourself, you know, not that you should go talking too much about your God experience, but don't be shy when people ask you, well, what do you think of this? And, you know, be able to say, well, my experience is this. There's nothing like a personal witness. It's beautiful, and it touches the heart of everyone. And also create peaceful atmosphere at work. Be the one to make peace. Be the one to create a peaceful atmosphere. Help to cool people down and create that peaceful atmosphere without being, again, over pious. I think it can be done, you know, in so many ways. There are so many ways of doing in many things. And sometimes our work may seem meaningless, but nothing goes wasted, Pope Francis said. No single act of love for God will be lost. No generous effort is meaningless. No painful endurance is wasted. All of these encircle our world like a vital force. I love that. A vital force. A force. A force of love. You can't beat that. For love overcomes and changes everything. May God bless you and have a wonderful day and a wonderful week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center now, signing off and wishing you every God's blessing.